Well, people all over the world, people all over the world, people all over the world are starving just for affection. Well, but to me this ain't funny, to me this is real, so I thought I'd tell everybody how I feel about affection. I said, affection. Now you guys, you all know that your friend Jonathan likes to eat food a lot. Yes. And I like to do all things. I like to run around, jump. But affection is the most important thing to me. I'd trade in everything else in a minute. You know, I used to starve for affection. I blamed the world, and it could be the world's fault, I suppose. But I was a snob, the type who said, I don't have time for them. And the type who says, I have nothing in common with those. But then I relaxed a little, and I met more folks who liked me, and they helped me to reach out and give. And that helped me to get more of affection. And that helped me to live. So I say that people all over the world are good. People all over the world ain't bad. But if they keep being snobs about it, they're never gonna get what they wish they had. And that's affection. Affection. There's telephones, televisions, and cars, yes. And there's records and books and magazines for you. But poor affection sits there standing in the corner, saying to itself, I wish someone would give me something to do. Well, I know it takes nerve to reach out and give affection to folks who seem to want your touch, but you can't tell. 'Cause they can laugh at you, and that's rejection. And you probably won't like that so well. But I say that people all over the world are good, and people all over the world they bad. But if they keep on chickening out, they won't get what they wish they had. Affection. That's affection. Keep it up now. I know they want affection. I know they want affection.